We have everybody that I'm planning on being on the call tonight. So Christy did contact me today, and she had some things come up, so she was not going to be able to continue at this time. We'll join the course another time. And then Brigitte is with a friend at the doctor. So we have the five of us this evening, and so we'll have a little bit more time to talk and do a little bit of work. But I do want to start with some check-ins with everyone. So what's been happening, and what you know, whatever you have done around the material and the work, you know, I really want to focus on the success side of things. It's okay to share the, you know, what maybe the challenge was, but really, what was the success that's beginning to happen in your life? So who would like to start?
I'll start. Phyllis.
Okay.
I think our personal session was really good. Just getting into that inner child and, you know, everything, me realizing that, you know, the paradigms I grew up with are not mine. They happened, you know, because of my parents and generations before and before and before, and it got handed down. So it's really up to me to, you know, stop it. You know, the buck stops here kind of thing. And then I thought it was fitting that your meditation this morning was on relationships, although I didn't do it. because I was thinking about relationships Sunday night before I went to bed. And so I pulled an angel card, and the angel card said twin flame. So to write a letter to my twin flame to attract this whatever relationship. So it all seems to be working together and tying in, and I really feel like things are moving in the right direction.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, great. Thank you. I do enjoy the personal session months ago. Went deeper in specifics, and that inner child piece has been showing up a lot lately. And so that's, I think there's a piece of that that's being healed in all of us right now.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, great. Okay, who would like to go next?
Well, Diane, this is Roberta. I don't have an awful lot to report per our conversation on Thursday. I did have the success two of the last 4 days meditations and journaling done, which it felt good to put thoughts down on paper. I look forward to getting into a better habit and finding more.
Great. Well, in the writing for today and the journaling for today, definitely wasn't. I was writing in the as I'm writing all of this, I definitely move into this, you know, this creative zone, and I just let God write, and basically it came out that way. And usually I change it as if God didn't write it, and God's like, no, today I think you should have me do this. I was like, okay, I think that's a good idea. But the relationship piece is, and then invitation to, yeah, have that relationship. So as you were talking about, Roberta, that, you know, really making that habit for yourself, because you will find, I think, the real huge, I couldn't imagine the benefits from just showing up and doing it. So I'm excited for you to keep going. So, yeah. Great.
Well, I am making progress once out of the first seven and then two out of the last four. That's the percentage.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, the good news is that you can always go back to all of this. You don't have to. We'll do these classes in our time together over – well, these classes are basically 8 weeks. But there's no timeline for you to complete this course. It's all about giving you tools that you're going to implement as you're able to. But you have them now.
And that's exactly kind of thinking. Are you still there?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm hitting the wrong numbers here. Are you still there?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear us? Okay.
But, you know, based on our conversation, in fact, one of the things that I wrote down was to quit beating myself up over not getting everything on my to-do list done and enjoy what I get done.
There you go. Great. Okay,
that's
who wants to go
all
next?
Of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, who wants to go next?
I will, although I don't have that much to say. When you said about speaking to the successes, I thought, this week. I feel like this week I dealt with a lot of disappointment and come to terms with some things. I don't know that that's a success or not. Doesn't feel like a success. I don't know really how to respond to that in the way in which you want me to. But that is what's going on with me this week.
I'm sorry that you've had some disappointments. I guess when you say come to terms with some things, I mean, that's that feel like there's some resolution possibly in some things?
Yes. I don't know that it's the most positive resolution, but it's the one that I feel I have to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for being here and for showing up for yourself. I think that's a positive thing in success.
Great. Yeah.
So, yeah, well, we'll do some, and we'll do a little work tonight. We'll see I had some thoughts and some programming in place, but who knows if that's what's going to happen. We'll see. So, well, Kathy.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. You know, it's been kind of a roller coaster week for me, but emotionally. But I have continued every morning to get up and do the meditations and write in the journal, and I think that's good. We talked about doing the forgiveness worksheets in our session, and I did do those, and I thought that was helpful. I thought today's exercise was good. It was, but I couldn't finish it. It seems like an exercise that'll take quite a while to get done. A lot of pieces to it.
Yeah.
But I find looking at the relationships is good I think that's kind of my update.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you. And actually, it's some of these exercises are kind of bigger and longer, and so actually the next couple days are not, there's not going to be any more like homework involved. It'll be just some meditations to help. So
good.
You can, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So keep this. I think this is a real important piece right here. And, you know, part of what I actually did want to talk about tonight was sort of on the beginning to think about, you know, what you want to actually accomplish in this, you know, from this endeavor, and in a way that is in alignment with yourself. And so what I have personally found and is that there's, you know, we have a certain place in our lives, and with things that are happening and the results that we're getting and how we're feeling, and, you know, frankly, I think everybody is here because we want to be in a different place. We want to grow. We want to change our experience of our lives. We want to maybe change what we're doing. We want to change how we're feeling. We want to, you know, find relationships, fulfilling work, find peace. I mean, there's something that we want to shift, as otherwise probably wouldn't be here. And so I'd like to kind of go into this thinking about, you know, what it is that you would really like to shift, and why the last 2 weeks have been about learning how to connect to the power within that we have that will allow us to create that shift. So that's a really important piece that to understand, is that I've really figured out, it's like I have in my life spent so much money, gone to so many workshops and classes and programs and coaches and mentors, and, you know, it's all been valuable and useful, but the quality of my life didn't change based on any one of those unless they really provided me ways that I could transform myself. And that's what I'm really wanting to help you with, is to find, to really connect into the depths of your knowledge and your soul, in which you can find the tools that are within you and to help understand and see the things that you need to do and shift to actually get different results. And they say that, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and getting and expecting a different result. And how I see that is insanity is also, you know, that is doing the same thing from the same level of consciousness. The one thing that changes everything is this level of consciousness. So by me inviting you and providing the meditations and inviting you to create your own daily practice to connect to your soul, to God, to spirit, to that divine one within you, that is the foundation for everything. And that is what the writing in today's email is all about, was to remember step one, connect to source, and is every moment, every day is the resource and the place in which you can shift your consciousness to know what you need to do, and you know how you need to do it, and knowing that you have the capacity to do it, and whatever the best of your ability is all that's needed. Doesn't mean you still might not need to learn some skills. Doesn't mean you may not want to learn some skills. But the question is, who is it? Who are you being as you do that? And that is the measure of the quality of the outcome. So, and you know, Phyllis had mentioned, like, we've got the long list. Roberta mentioned the long list. And actually, it's funny because today I had a long list and I realized I only got two of the things. And my list has been coming from God. I've been doing this practice every morning. I say, I have this list of 40 things, God. Which ones do I do today? And I get, you know, here are the six or three or two or whatever that is number you would get half you need to focus on today. And I have been experiences. If I follow it, then miracles happen. And if I don't, then, you know, things just kind of don't seem to change a whole lot, and or they just doesn't kind of seems to bump along. But this morning I said, yeah, this didn't work out so well. I wound up getting deterred onto some good stuff that was valuable, and God was like, you know what, I was present in every choice I made, even as it wasn't the list I made initially. And that was what mattered, was the presence. So I think, Roberta, what you were saying about being happy about what you did versus beating yourself up, that's a real key piece also. It's like we're being present in our choices. And for me, that means do what I can do and be present when I pop over to Facebook to look for, see if there's any messages I need to respond to, and then leave the page, versus getting sucked into the insanity that's cruising around over there. That's a choice. So I'd actually like to maybe open up a discussion a little bit about today. You know, what it's how present we are in our day with our choices, and how that piece and how what we're talking about now, are you being able to bring your conscious presence and intention to your day? Based on the work that we're doing here, is there a piece of this that's helping? So I'm curious if anybody has any thoughts or comments on that, or even understand what I'm asking here.
I understand what you're asking. And I think what I've been reading with you since I read the emails and all the stuff as it comes to me, but I don't always get the exercises and the meditation done. And even just getting the reading done, that along with some of the other things I'm working on, I feel like I'm making significant progress towards setting an intention for the day. Now, I still need to work on having that intention follow through all day long. At least I wake up in the morning now and think about the fact that this is going to be a good day, that this is, you know, set a positive intention and a positive tone for the day. And then at the end of the day, begin trying to find some alone time to assess, okay, how far did I get? How well did I meet my intentions? And no matter what it is, it's a, okay, we will either, we will continue this on tomorrow. I'm trying to get words like we'll do better, or it wasn't very good, or, you know, the negative type thoughts. When they crop up, I try to say, no, you go away. I don't need to listen to you right now. So I think it's helping. And then, like I say, if I can, when I get into a more diligent routine, it will only be better.
Great. I think it definitely, the combination is great. And ultimately, you know, it is about being connected with that presence throughout our day. And I found it was the practice that helped me create the experience that I could build on. But that's not the only way. You know, you could just decide to do it and it could be part of your reality. And I think that, you know, as many people, it's that experience. But the main thing is that intention and that attention to your intention, what you just described. So that's great, Roberta. And I just wanted to, you know, it's helpful, I think, to kind of say, oh, yeah, this is what is working. And it's really our ability to master our own minds, to really master what we're thinking about, what we're focusing on, that makes all the difference in the world.
And it might be, I'll finish this and then I'm going to put it back on mute because I don't think you guys need to listen to my kitty cat mewing.
That's okay.
The idea of being very conscious and conscientious about it at first, hoping that eventually it will become more of a habit and not something I have to, when I wake up, find time to go meditate this morning. Want to go find time to meditate. You know, whatever it is, it becomes a habit and something that mm-hmm. when you don't do it, you feel like something's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love my meditation time. I relish it now. It's just wonderful. And then it sets the tone, but it's both wonderful to do it and my day is better when I do it. Great. So it's definitely something that I have begun to do and love. And you know, it's like people like athletes. I mean, Zoe, I mean, you're running and all of that. Some people, that's drudgery, but you love that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to put it back on mute, and I'll try to listen in and respond again next time that it's appropriate.
Okay, Roberta. Okay.
Thanks. So I found it's often hard for me to meditate in the morning because I get up and go and, often I work at 6:30 in the morning, or I have to get out and take care of the animals and do all kinds of things. But the practice that I have been doing the past few weeks is when I wake up to just stay in bed for a few minutes and remember God. And that carries me at least through the first part of the day. And what I mean by remember God is just that feeling of being held by God, and that I don't have to decide everything today, and it's a kind of surrendering as well. The thing is that it's easy to get caught up in a day and forget that until I get home at night, and it's like, oh yeah, now I'm going to meditate. So I think the ultimate practice would be able to always be in that place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm wondering if there's something that could be helpful just in the middle of the day, you know, a short break to, again, remember God.
Right.
Or, you know, take that. I have a friend that set his alarm on his phone, or his phone is like, ding, every so often, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to just take a little breath right now. And, again, this is building on this, and I really want to encourage your own personal exploration of what's working for you. Like Zoe, you said, you know, that you wanted to do this at night, even though I talk about meditating in the mornings a lot or starting my day, and it's like it doesn't really matter. That I just happen to have that habit. And so, yeah, well, thanks for sharing that. And then when you get out and run, I mean, for me, my workout's kind of a meditation too.
Yes, definitely. But you know, it's more about being in touch with the beauty of nature, and you know, that's a place where I find God, as opposed to going inside, which I do in meditation, inside myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I agree.
Good.
I always have an aha moment when I'm running of some kind. Yeah.
Nice. Well, so Phyllis, do you have any other thoughts about this sort of intent consciousness throughout your day? And
Well, something I've been kind of in the middle of a different kind of coaching, and one of the things we're doing this week, or one of the things that I'm learning is to be intentional, because there is a quote that comes to mind as you're talking about this, and it's in the book by Wallace Wattles called The Science of Getting Rich, and he says, you don't get rich by doing certain things. You get rich by doing things in a certain way. And rich, you know, not necessarily money rich, but just rich in life. And so I think going through your day with the intention of being the best that you can in any way that you can is part of that, doing things in a certain way. So when we... You know, when you ask God, what are my priorities today? And God tells you your priorities. Well, do those the best that you can. And the to-do list or whatever, even if you only get 3 things done on it and it's a list of 10, those 3 things, you've done them, you know that you've done them the best that you can. And in a certain way, instead of doing certain things haphazardly.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah, I definitely appreciate that. And that's one of the 4 agreements with Miguel Ruiz, which I also have been a teacher, is like to always do your best is the one thing you can't argue with. And
right.
Whether it's yourself or judge, so that's great. Well, and how are you? Is that, you know, as you're reading that and learning that, how are you feeling about applying that?
There are always things I could do better, absolutely. But yeah, as I start my day and I go into, especially Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, as I go into my accounting job, which I don't love and I haven't always done my best, I can go in with the intention of at least trying to do my best, to not trying, but doing my best, because I'm there for a reason and I'm there to help the business owner and the other people involved, and they're counting on me to do my best, so I can give them that.
Great.
So, yeah, it's definitely helped in changing my mindset a little bit.
Great. And as you're doing that, how do you feel about yourself and your job and your day as you are with that, you have that intention and that effort?
It still doesn't make the redundant things less boring, but I can at least go in to work with a better attitude of, you know, I'm helping these people and I'm contributing to them in some way, which has been my thing. It's like I'm a contributor. I like to contribute and make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Yeah, that's been one of the things that I've definitely been working with, and is part of some of the materials coming in the course is about stepping up in our responsibilities, which is kind of the same thing. It's like, just, okay, well, I have made this commitment and I'm responsible to do this. How do I really step into that and step up into it? So all very good parts for all. It's for our maturing, and it's for our, you know, really showing up in excellence ultimately, and excellent effort brings excellent results. So,
right.
Yeah. So good. Good job. Yeah. Thing to this conversation. How you bring your intention or attention through your day. Kathy, I don't know, are you with us? I'm not hearing you right now.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So did you want...
What?
So just to make clear, just was asking about how, you know, are you bringing your intention and attention through your day from this work around being conscious and.
Yeah, I think it's similar to what I said last week, but I start off strong and by the end of the day, felt like I kind of. Gone back into old patterns and old behaviors and lost my connection with Source. But I find that doing it each day is helping in that it gets better, and it's just a process, I think. You know, just being patient and giving, being patient with myself that, you know, I'll be able to hold on to my connection with God throughout the day. I'm just not there yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, I really honor you for your recognition of the process and your patience with it and your intention with it. And as I also said, you're going to succeed because you are committed to yourself and to God, and you're building on it, and so that's beautiful. So thank you for thank you for sticking with it for yourself.
Yeah, it feels good, and I wish the morning meditation could just last the whole day. I didn't have to work or deal with people. That would be good.
Yes. So I've had some days that I have like a Saturday that I have just meditated all day. I haven't done that in a while, but it was like I need to not do anything but this for myself. But so I hope you can have a day for yourself to do that. But we do, you know, this is also a journey of activity and action and participation and relationship and just a lot of things that were yes. Yeah. And this intention of I guess the next thing I really wanted to do tonight was to kind of focus on and asking, you know, thinking about and asking between spirit and ourselves, you know, what it is we would like to actually accomplish now. So after 2 weeks of beginning the process, and again, wherever you are is perfect, and from where you are is perfect to ask this question, and then you can ask it again in 2 weeks, in 2 months, the writing this morning was bringing up is, you know, just kind of asking where you are with a lot of your relationships. But I wanted to kind of go into a meditation tonight and to kind of ask what's coming up right now. What's the opportunity of something that you would really like to accomplished in the next few weeks, so we can begin to work towards that. I really wanted to use this framework as a support for aligned creation. of really being able to move into alignment, to focus on what you want to actually create right now in your life. And so it could be, it could be anything, but in this question, is beginning to think about, you know, something that has a picture to it, that has a result to it, that has your own a good amount of your own hand in its creation. You know, manifestation is wonderful. Like, you know, manifesting the love of your life, it could be on the list if you don't already have, you know, the love of your life, or if you, unless you're not looking for the love of your life. Anyway, the question, that is certainly something you can put out there, but it's a little more difficult to have. It could be something you can do that, and you can put effort into that. But I'm thinking about something that you yourself want to really create or even accomplish, that needs creative energy, that needs creative focus. And why I want to put something out there, I want to invite in that idea, is because this is where we can begin to also shift our focus from where we are right now to where we're going. And when we shift our focus to where we're going, the details of where we are and the don't suddenly wear on us so much. So, you know, the thing that I'm actually creating right now is this course, as I'm creating it I'm writing most of it on the weekends, and it's a combination of being channeled through me in real time and going back to all this material that I have already created over the last 12 years and bringing it together as a culmination. And so as I'm focusing on the creation of this course, which is in partnership with all of you, I'm also creating it for, you know, where it's going in the future and all the energy of all the people I want it to touch. And so it is a way that, and it's part of me building my business. So it's a big, it's a piece of working now, and looking forward. And so that's a project that I'm using in this process, and using I'm using every piece of my connection to create it, because it's being created by God through me, and I'm loving it. So that said, what I'm inviting you to do is ask what wants to be created by God through you right now. And it doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be, and you can already know what it is. Or you can not know what it is and just ask, and even allow it to be, again, just something that you have before you that you want to accomplish now. That would feel good. That would give you something to move forward in. So I want to open that before we do this meditation, and going to kind of setting the stage for that, and then I'll let you work with this over the next few days, and then in our next session together we can talk about it, and next week we can talk about it. But before we go into that meditation, I just want to see, first of all, is there any questions about what I just offered, Is there anyone that already has a what they have in mind and would like to share that and a kind of like a short synopsis sort of picture? I just want to open it up and see if there are any thoughts on that. So right now,
I have something.
Mm-hmm.
My retreat. You know, I've got this one retreat I've got coming up in May for women, and I want
yep.
to plan more. I want to plan them around the country. I want to plan them around the world and make it big. So, you know, how do I take this concept and build on it and make it bigger and build a team around me that will help me do that and bring it to fruition?
Okay. That's great. So you go into the meditation and invite you to really be direct in your request and questions to God about what does that look like? What is yours to do and what's not yours to do? And what is it you need to focus on first? And then maybe even like, you know, for the purposes of what we're doing right now is to really break that down. I know you have one retreat coming up, and I think that's a great, you know, that's certainly a very discreet and a very short-term goal. And so that you definitely have something to work with there. So asking both, because we're doing that. And actually Phyllis has a really great retreat and coming up. What's the date on that, Phyllis?
May 13 to 15.
May 13, okay. So
it better be on your calendar.
It is. It's just not in front of my nose right now.
Right.
So I'm actually doing the meditation piece of that. So Kathy, Elsie, all of you, this is definitely want to make sure that you all know about what the Phyllis's retreat, and if anybody else has anything they want to share with the group that they could participate in, it's definitely please do that. And I'm trying to think of the best way in which to I'm going to give you just a 2 minutes right now to put that out there, because it's enough. It's now 2 months away.
Right. Yeah.
So
where's the retreat going to be?
It's going to be in Georgetown, right up the road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Diane, I appreciate the 2 minutes. It's just for women, and it's kind of a place where you can figure out, you know, what's next and how do I take care of myself? You know, as women, we take care of so many others most of our lives. And now we're getting older and the kids are gone or almost gone, whatever. It's like, okay, now what? So it's a way to learn how to take care of us. And I'm going to be there talking about nutrition and food and stress. I have a personal chef coming who's amazing. He cooks all organic and cooks everything from vegan to paleo and everything in between. Diane is coming up to do the journaling and meditation, which is going to be amazing. Two other people coming to do different dance and movement type of things, and it's going to be right up there in Georgetown near hiking trail. And so it's just going to be a place to go where we can breathe and say, okay, now how do I take care of myself?
And the logistics are?
May 13 to 15, noon on that Friday the 13th. I just realized it's Friday the 13th. Till Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, we have to be out of there. And there's going to be just a lot of sharing. I picture some comfortable sitting and games and wine and good food and good company and a real supportive atmosphere.
So where would, if one were interested in getting information on the cost and possibly signing up, where would one go?
Yeah, you can go to my website. It's called mynaturalbodywisdom.com.
Okay.
I also have a Facebook page, Natural Body Wisdom, or My Natural Body Wisdom. I can't remember. And just like my page, all my events are on there. I've got coming up. So yeah, I love helping people reconnect to who they are, which is basically what we're doing, reconnect to their bodies. Because as we're experiencing, we're so often disconnected between our head and our heart. And it's another way, in addition to what we're doing with the group, to connect to our heart and our body and how we feel.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Phyllis. So, and actually, we can also post that on the forum, too, and maybe that'll be...
Okay.
People can grab that there, too. So, should post out to everybody if you do that. Well, thank you, and so that's a great, and I know you came in this with this also, you've got this big project in front of you, Phyllis, and this is a great intention and great use of this time to really step into your co-creative power here.
Thank you.
So, yeah. So, anybody else want to share about what, if they have some intentions that they know about projects? Go ahead. Okay. Well, that's fine. You don't have to, we don't have to know yet or have that defined yet. And so what I'd like to do for the rest of our time together and this evening, I'll use the model I've used sometimes, is where I'll do a meditation, and then I'll let you just kind of, I'll end my meditation, and you can stay in it as long as you want. You can go into your journaling. You can go into your, go to sleep, or whatever you want to do. We can drop off the call. So I will just hold the line until everybody drops off. But the main thing is that I'm going to set this, create this container in this space to bring in that question of what now, what wants to come through you now, or what is right in front of you now that really needs your creative attention. And it, I'll just say it, don't judge it. I mean, if it comes up like to your taxes, well, maybe that's what you need to do. And it, or if it comes up that there's something that's just calling you, that's a small project or whatever, just listen and let it come. Let it be without judgment. So what I'd like to do is actually, I'll probably just mute everybody because I have a little quiet here on the line, and I'll do this meditation for about 15 minutes or so, and then you can go into your evening from this creative space, and then like I said, the next few emails will be just be some nice meditations, and you can continue to work with the question of where you are, which was the email today and the exercises from today and the meditation from today. The meditation for today, I really love that one because it's a short meditation about moving into the zone, and then it's just the crystal bowls for about 20 minutes. So it's a really nice, just go in deep and sit with the sounds and move into your space. So you can use that as often as you want. And then, so just like working with where you are, but bringing through this creative focus. And the piece that I'm want you to notice as you do this is that when you move into your creative thinking, notice your energy level. Notice how you're feeling. Because that's, again, changes the quality of the experience. And I find that that's where this enthusiasm starts to come in. And the more we are in this creative space, no matter what we're doing, the more enthusiasm we'll bring to our day. So this is where I'm wanting to help you to find and feel and experience and see where that takes you. So just want to open up any other comments or questions before we go into this meditation tonight. Okay. Well, then I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody, and we'll move into this next space.
Conference muted.
And thank you all so much for being here. Kind of shifting as a group, yet going within. And so together we're holding this space. And together we are really being in, you know, in this loving surround as we individually move within to connect to Source, to really find what we need to know within us. For this is a time where we need to move within with our in our individual journeys. And you know, as Phyllis said, we tend to be so outwardly focused in terms of caring for others. It is really important that we also are inwardly focused so we can be connected to ourself, our source, and the truth of who we are, so we can show up as powerfully and really as our best. Honoring ourselves. And so as we take a few breaths and go within, bringing our attention within, bringing your attention into your heart. Feeling the love that is there. And then bringing your attention to God, who is right here with you always. Feeling that love and the quality of that love around you and surrounding you. As you're going within to feel and ask, what is calling for your creativity? What is calling you? What is wanting to come through you right now? Wanting your attention? And as you're bringing forward this question, and maybe even sort of thinking about projects you have before you, possible things you're doing. Notice your feelings as you're thinking about these things or as they're popping into your mind. This is a very important awareness. Noticing your feelings and emotions as you may be thinking about a project or a task. And really noticing what you're feeling and the challenge around also noticing your feelings and emotions is if you find yourself with some mixed feelings, there might be some opportunities to explore those feelings. So if you think of something and you're really excited about it, that's pretty clear. There's enthusiasm, excitement. There's something within you that has some juice, that has energy. Or if there's something that you feel a lot of excitement and energy about it, but you also feel some unease or fear, there's an opportunity to explore that. Is there... What is the truth around that feeling? Is it a fear based on self-doubt or something that may not be true? Or is it a honest apprehension? That's telling you something important to be aware of, or an adjustment that needs to be made. I found that God speaks to me through my emotions, my feelings, as much as through words in my head or words on a paper. And trusting that and listening to that, and listening to all the ways our body and our minds speak to us is important for knowing who we truly are and knowing what it is that we really want. So part of this exploration of what we want to create is also part of a real learning how to know what we want. So as you're going deeper here, notice your feelings, your emotions, your thoughts, your impressions. Notice any thoughts that may be judgments or doubts. And then go deeper into the truth and ask what is really true. We know the truth. The truth feels like nothing else. Unfortunately, we have somewhat become disconnected from what's true for us because we have spent a lot of time learning from others what the truth is or how things are, and have not honored ourselves. This is the time to go to what is true beyond everyone else and everything else you have ever heard or been told or even thought in the past. That's all gone. The only thing that matters now is what is true in your heart right now. And so I invite you to really listen to that. And come from a place of love and compassion for whatever it is. The one thing I will tell you I know is that God is just completely loving and accepting. And does not judge us. Even though we have a lifetime of everybody in the planet, well, not everyone, but many, many, many religions and people in power supposedly saying that God is judgmental and we must behave in a certain way or we will go to hell. And that, I don't believe that to be true at all, and that the God that I have met and know is completely on our side and loves us no matter what and does not judge us. And so, if your truth is showing up in a way, wearing a truth jacket on top of a judgment, then it's not real. It's a facade. Feel the love that's in the truth. Feel. Now, I may find that truth may be sad. Truth may not always be all happy and joyful, but you know what that feels like. That is still real and authentic, and what we are all truly seeking. Connect with. So from this deep connection to the truth in our hearts, I'll leave you with sitting with, from a loving and compassionate place, asking, what is it that I want to focus on right now, maybe do right now, create right now, bring into being right now through me in this opportunity to move into my creative self. And let whatever wants to come, come through. And so now I will leave you to go into the rest of your evening, feeling this love and connection to truth, being the love and light you are, feeling the love of the divine with you. Feeling the circle of women that are here and together holding each of us with the in our intention. And so I look forward to visiting with you individually and then again next Monday night. And until then, I wish you beautiful journey and lots of love and connection and creativity and joy, introspection, tears of healing and hope and peace and grace. Thank you all. I will stay on the line until everyone is dropped off and hold this space for you all into the evening. Thank you. Thank you.